No, maybe something like a Pan's Labyrinth or something.
Right.
You know, some sort of, you know, mystical horror drama.
One of Nicole Atkins' not-yet-realized dreams is scoring a dark, spooky movie. Well, with her self-described pop noir music, Nicole Atkins is nearly halfway there. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Nicole Atkins made her debut with Neptune City in 2007 and quickly earned praise as one of the big new voices in music. Literally, her voice is huge. In the 3 years between that album and Nicole's new one, Mondo Amore, there were a lot of changes in her life. She moved from her native Jersey to Brooklyn, split from her label, her backup band, and her longtime boyfriend. All those changes contributed to a sound on Mondo Amore that's being described as fiery and psychedelic. And when Nicole Atkins talked with FUV's Russ Boris, she told him about her love for dramatic songs and how she found her remarkable voice.
I got a bunch of Joe Cocker records when I was in high school, and Black Crowes records, and Steve Winwood, Traffic, and I would, you know, sing to those. And I was just like singing in my room, you know, all the time in like man voice.
Right.
And then senior year we did Jesus Christ Superstar and none of the guys could sing the role the right way. And so I showed up to the audition in a beard and I got the part and it was just so much fun, like singing this kind of like, you know, deeper rock soul
right.
stuff. And that's when, I don't know, my voice just felt really good in that register. So that's when I was like, all right, let's get this on.
You just know? Felt a little bit more natural.
Yeah. She might not be the kind you would forgive you when the meal gets cold. I know we've hurt each other pretty bad, but this midnight wore us cold. Tells me there's a little more. Growing up, I always loved, like, really dramatic stuff. You know, like the song All I Need Is the Air That I Breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the songs that just had this big, like, they start out and they tell the story. Even, like, you know, Unchained Melody.
Right.
So it starts out, tells the story, and then it crescendos at the top, you know, or at the end of the song. And you're like, oh! You know, I've just always been more attracted to the drama.
It always amazes me how, you know, the way the pop music can be successful is something like Unchained Melody, which was a hit, you know, years ago, but
yeah.
then, you know, Ghost came out and then it became like a big hit again, which is just so yeah. odd, but I guess it's just sort of the timeless nature of songs.
Yeah, and it's nice too with movies, you know, they can really bring a song to life because it gives you a visual to see it with, you know, it gives it even more emotion sometimes. Searching words for the end. We built the tower too high. When the light finally dies and we look to the sky, will we finally know why? They call the dawn the morning, and I wish we'd said goodbye.
That's Nicole Atkins, live with The Tower and Hotel Plaster. Today's Take 5 was produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.